Connor's in Dubai. You're currently in London. Does it matter where you're based?
Not really. I mean, I think, and again, similar to what Eamon was saying, we work with designers in Australia. We work with developers in the US, in Beirut, in Dubai. So it doesn't really matter. My biggest nightmare, I guess, is time zones sometimes, because you're talking to people in Dubai, which is sometimes 4 hours ahead, and then you have to try and talk to someone in LA, which is 8 hours behind. But once I have a laptop and a phone and an internet connection, it doesn't necessarily really matter where I am. I mean, with Skype, which I'm talking to you on now, the days of having to do a face-to-face meeting and a handshake are quickly dying out. So, physical location doesn't necessarily matter as much anymore.
I'm wondering though, FaceTime in the Middle East, I'm told, is still important. People just want to eyeball you across the table.
Yeah, I think they want to see that you exist rather than kind of this ephemeral email idea that you're sending to them. So that does happen. And I guess the good thing about Connor being based in Dubai and is that he can go and meet these people. I try and go over for kind of, between a week and 10 days or more every month to kind of shake hands on bigger deals and to meet bigger clients. But it's still important in some parts of the world, but you can circumvent it to a certain extent now.
Have you any intention to work in Ireland?
I mean, I'd be, work with anyone anywhere really. I mean, what we have are what we like to think are solutions, so that people can get mobile apps or ideas out there and produce cheaply and into the marketplace. So, I mean, I think there's an opportunity everywhere, and if that's Ireland or England or Dubai or Kabul or Seoul or Adelaide, I don't really mind where people are. So definitely, I mean, we're talking to companies in Ireland at the moment. So, it's obviously home. It's where Connor and I are both from. We met when we were in college in Dublin. So, it's nice to have an excuse to go back every so often. So it's just it's a bit of a tough business environment there, obviously, at the moment.
And in terms of what the government might do for people like you to encourage you to do something in Ireland?
Yeah, again, just to echo what Eamon had said, I think that if there was a little bit more support for early stage startups, maybe more seed funding available, the NDRC's program is great, the Hothouse programs, all of those kind of things are great. But I think if they were ramped up a little bit, or maybe if people were able to just access a slightly larger pot of money. I mean, what a lot of people in the software and technology industry always talk about is the Y Combinator example, which is an early stage seed fund over in the US, and they produced a huge amount of companies, including one started by two Irish guys, which was acquired a couple of years ago, Optomatic. So they fund companies, they introduce people to venture capitalists, and there's just a much more integrated approach over there. And I think what a lot of people in Ireland would love to see is something like that happening. And if that were to happen, I think, you'd see a lot more of these little product ideas that I have and that other people have coming to fruition, because what we need is to encourage people who are in universities, to get involved with companies, get experience, start developing and prototype things, and if they work, then they have the potential to spin out into bigger businesses. Even if it only employs one or two people, it's better than not having a business
Okay.
that doesn't employ anyone.
There's